Thank you guys, that's it from me today, and I hope you enjoyed the rest of your night.
Yeah. Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Reese's, Nikes, and Leases. Ever visit my city and think it's easy? No, you're dead wrong. The home of the red bones. Got shorty recording with a cell phone. Shout out to Uncle Love. Shout out to Billy Blue. Shout out to Trent Daddy. Shout out to Bigelow. Shout out to Rose. Shout out to Bob Green. Shout out to JT. They call me Buster Fred. Sunshine State, brutal for waters. But on the other side of the bridge, Chevy's and Paula's. Dreads and Gold Key. Rollies and Cuban Link. Work in the day, county, the city that don't sleep. No, I do my time to come home. Whether I'm right or I'm wrong, the day county's my home. And I'm the king of the throne. What it is, we in here, what the business? Headshot, left him dead, no forensics.
Check the mail. you're not there, and I should take care. I know you don't live here anymore. Thank you.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Thank you.
again.